About 10 days ago, I was strolling down Tinker Street in Woodstock, and I just felt this gravitational pull into the Golden Notebook to go down and browse and to see wonderful books that I had not seen and visit some old friends as well, both people and tomes. And it was a lovely, lovely time. And we are lucky enough to have Jackie Callahan of the Golden Notebook with us this morning to share some literary pursuits that she has deemed acceptable for our audience.
Thank you, and it's always great to be here, Joe.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, and your story, you've done such beautiful work on the store. It's beautiful, and it's just lovely to go in and browse.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, the store's been there for 35 years in the same spot, and you know, we bought it about almost 3 years ago, and we've done a little renovation work, and it's coming together.
And you've retained the feel of it and the mood of it, and yet still it's you have a little more room, and it's all very nice.
And
a beautiful children's section is just gorgeous.
So thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, so let's get on to some great books, and you have some. We're going to start off, of course, Woodstock. You're good on the music stuff.
We try to be. We're supposed to be good on the music stuff. And we have probably a bigger music section for a store our size, I think, maybe compared to other stores. And if you like reading about music, there is really a lot going on this summer. The book that I've really enjoyed the most is this book called, and I don't have a copy with me today, which is a shame because it has an awesome cover. It's a takeoff on the Milton Glaser, Bob Dylan poster from I can't remember the album from 1968, and the book is called Mo Meta Blues: The World According to Questlove, and he's a hip hop musician and band leader. He's the band leader of the Jimmy Fallon House Band, and he's kind of like a Twitter icon too. And this is a book that it's smart, funny, it's structured in a kind of unusual way. First of all, who is Questlove? He's born in Philly. He's about 42 years old. He's born in Philly, and he's a self-described peculiar 6'2" walking afro. He's a big guy. And when he was a little guy, he looked exactly the same, except he was just smaller. And it's, if you get the book, you can see the pictures, and it's really funny. Anyway, he's born in Philly into a singing family. His dad was a doo-wop singer, and he started playing the drums at age 7, and he graduated from the Philly's School for Performing Arts, and he met up with Tariq Trotter, and they started the playing music together, and they would later go on to form hip-hop band The Roots. And so in this memoir, it's a history of his band, the music that he likes, all the people that he's met, and it's structured in a kind of a cool way. In the first chapter, he invites his co-manager. It's sort of a dialogue with his co-manager, and so it's a little bit meta. It takes it out of himself, and then the manager appears throughout the books throughout the book in footnotes, sort of amplifying and describing certain things. And then in the second chapter, his co-writer talks about the process of writing the book, and that happens throughout the book. So it's a teeny bit of pastiche, but it's all in this guy's voice, and it's a real. I don't know very much about hip hop, but I found when I was reading this book that I wanted to know more. I was listening to more. I was interested in everything that he was listening in, and it's a super cool book. And we haven't been able to keep it in the store. It's been selling really, really well.
No, Mo Meta Blues is the name of the book. Mo Meta Blues, and that sounds great. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, the next book is by Mark Kurlansky, and it's called Ready for a Brand New Beat: How Dancing in the Street Became the Anthem for Changing America. And as many of you may know, Kurlansky has given us all kinds of books. You know, really nonfiction, micro social histories around things like cod and salt and oysters, to name a few, because he's written a lot of books. And now he takes apart the meaning and the influence of the 1964 Motown hit by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And the song was actually written by William Stevenson, Ivy Joe Hunter, and Marvin Gaye, which I didn't know. And it was recorded very quickly afterwards, like the second take. And of all the different people that are interviewed in the book, I have to say that Martha Reeves has, like, she's completely apolitical. political about it. She's like, I was just singing what I feel, which was remembering what it felt like growing up and listening to music on the porch and dancing in the street. But what Mark Kurlansky does is he talks about this song and why it was so influential musically, and also kind of puts it at the epicenter of the civil rights movement. Not the epicenter, but just like in the middle, connecting these things of civil rights, the beginnings of the Vietnam War, and also what was happening in Detroit. I think one of the criticisms of the book that I read was that it maybe overstates that a little bit, but it's a really fascinating book. And if you really enjoy reading about Motown and, you know, social history of music in the mid-1960s, this is a super cool book.
We had Mark on not too long ago.
Oh,
he's always a great guest, and it's a fascinating read, and it's called Ready for a Brand New Beat.
So the next book, which unfortunately I also don't have a copy of, it actually came out in 2005, and it's called The Mayor of McDougal Street, and it's a memoir by Dave Von Ronk, but mostly written by Elijah Wood. And it's David Von Ronk's firsthand account of 1960s folk revival, and he was a pioneer of modern acoustic blues. He was a songwriter, an arranger, a powerful singer, and a very influential guitarist. And he has all kinds of anecdotes about Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Tom Paxton, as well as sort of the older generation, Odetta, Mississippi, John Hurt. And so Von Ronk was like kind of like the godfather of this, especially in New York City, the folk revival music, but he wasn't any kind of superstar. And and the movie that's going to be coming out pretty soon by the Coen brothers, which is called Inside Llewellyn Davis, is based on this book. And it's a book that we sell constantly in the store because it is, you know, it touches on a lot of the community that also lived in Woodstock in the mid-60s, 70s, and still does. But it's a fantastic book. And so if you want to read a book about the whole Greenwich Village scene in the 60s, or if you're interested in the Coen brothers and looking forward to their movie and want to get ahead of the game, get The Mayor of McDougal Street.
It is Mayor of McDougal Street by David Von Ronk. Next up.
So it's the summertime. It's always really fun to read a little bit of trashiness too, I suppose. And although this book is not trashy, it's called What You Want Is in the Limo. And it's by Michael Walker, and it's a book about being on the road in 1973 with Led Zeppelin, Alice Cooper, and The Who. And it's just a really fun book about the excesses or the beginnings of rock and roll stardom and the excesses of rock and roll stardom by these really amazing artists in the early 1970s. And so it's just, I would call it a really fun, awesome beach read. So it's What You Want Is in the Limo.
What You Want Is in the Limo, and Let Your Imagination Go Wild. Michael Walker is the author, and the book is published by Spiegel & Grau. Okay,
yeah.
Excellent.
We do a lot of events at our store that involve music, really as many as we can. And sometimes these books don't have huge distributions, but they're really wonderful books. And the next two books, we've actually had events recently. This next book is called The Guitar in the New World, A Fugitive History, and it's by Joe Gioia. And it's a social history of the guitar. And it's a fascinating book. Anyone who's interested in how the hows, the whys, the basics of the guitar, the sounds, the people who made it, who constructed them, it's just a great book. It's probably a book for guitar enthusiasts, but nonetheless one to be enjoyed by all.
It sounds great. The Guitar in the New World by Joe Gioia.
Another really cool book and event that we did a few weeks ago, and we actually had music accompanying this event, is a book called Crossroads, How the Blues Shaped Rock and Roll and Rock Saved the Blues by John Millward. And it is what it says. It goes through some of the icons of blues and rock and roll and talks about the interdependence and influences of the styles on each other. And again, if you can't get enough about reading blues and rock and roll, this book is for you.
It is Crossroads, How the Blues Shaped Rock and Roll by John Millward.
This next book, I have to say, if there was like a subconscious reason why I became a bookseller, it would be to talk about this book and have an event. Every day you don't get to do a book or an event with a book that's called Yodel in Hi-Fi.
No, you don't. You're right.
And the book is by Bart Plantanga, and he's written two other books about yodeling. One is called Yodelehihu, The Secret History of Yodeling, and and another book called, and a CD called Rough Guide to Yodel. And he lives in Amsterdam, and he is coming to Woodstock to do a slide set presentation on yodeling around the world, because it's just not Switzerland, you know, it's just, or, you know, the South or wherever you think yodeling came from. It's a common form of musical expression all over the world. And he's going to be talking about yodeling, and there'll be some guest yodelers. And so that's this Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Golden Notebook, and to be followed by an actual yodeling concert at the morning at the Morning Glory
See,
bed
we call
and breakfast
that,
down
we,
the road.
We call that the fun drive. But yours, I'm sure, will be as fun. Yodel in hi-fi. Awesome. Okay, so we go from that, our music books, to a sports book, sort of.
Kind of sort of a sports book, which is, it just has the most surreal title, cover, and author. The book is called Beautifully Unique Sparkle Ponies.
Yep.
It's by Chris Clue. He's a punter. He plays football. And this is, it's a humor book. It's what he thinks. It's a really entertaining, funny book. It's about football, too. And the cover, which isn't to be missed, is someone who, he does look like an athlete. He has long hair, and he's riding a little pony horse that would be on a carousel. So if you're looking for the sort of left of center gift for your football playing friend, father, this is the one for you. Beautifully Unique Sparkle Ponies by Chris Clue.
Chris Clue was one of the first pro NFL players to come out in support of gay marriage.
Yes.
And has been very active in that debate, and talking to the league about how to make things better and to improve and to allow players who are gay to come out into an environment that is more embracing, and also he'll be a guest on our show in I think about a week and a half.
He's great.
A really great. It's a great book. It's very, very interesting, and as you mentioned, very funny. So,
all right.
And again, who doesn't want to have the opportunity to say beautifully unique sparkle ponies?
I know. The next two books I was going to turn to are actually kids' books. I have three boys, and I'm always, and none of them are huge readers, and I'm always trying to think of ways to get them to read. And my 8-year-old is very obsessed with Legos. He spends most of his waking hours thinking about them. And if you have an 8-year-old or 9-year-old or 7-year-old boy in your life who likes Legos and you want to get them to read, DK has been doing a series for some years now where they have a little Lego figure in the book, and then they talk about the story. So the latest one to come out, the book that you will be getting, your 8-year-old, even though you don't know it yet, is called Star Wars, The Yoda Chronicles. It comes with a little Star Wars figurine, and it talks about different aspects of Star Wars. And, you know, it isn't high literature. It isn't the best of children's literature. But if you are just trying to get your boy or maybe your girl to read, this is not a bad way, especially if they love Lego, because if they're like my 8-year-old, they obsess over it, they stare at it, they make you read it, they read it. And it's I'm always, as a bookseller, and especially for kids, have no prejudice about how a kid starts to read. And this is a good way with the Star Wars Lego series that DK puts out. But while they're often, or at least while this 8-year-old is looking at this Star Wars book, I do try and get a little bit more into them. And so what we've been reading aloud lately in our house is a wonderful book called The 21 Balloons. And it's by William Penny Dubois. And it came out in 1947.
Oh, I love that book.
Yeah.
Oh, I grew up with that book.
Yeah. It's really good. And it's really fun to read. And it's about Professor William Waterman Sherman. And he just wants to be alone. He's been a teacher for 40 years. And so he decides to take a year off and spend it crossing the Pacific Ocean in a hot air balloon, the likes of which no one has ever seen. But when he's found 3 weeks later, not in the Pacific Ocean, but the Atlantic Ocean, everybody wants to know why. And that's why you need to get the book.
Well, we are out of time, but there are wonderful, wonderful books awaiting you at the Golden Notebook in Woodstock. For more information on Jackie's picks, you can go to their website, goldennotebook.com. You can also go to our site and check out the book picks. But better yet, go to Woodstock, go to Tinker Street, and see a Golden Notebook in the flesh. Jackie, a pleasure. Happy summer to you. Thank you very much for being so wonderful and coming.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.